Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Local acoustic band The Foka Dots is sort of the antithesis of the auto-tuned techno-pop that dominates today's airwaves. The young band embraces three-part female harmonies, banjo, fiddle, and soulful melodies in a musical homage to Patsy Cline and the Carter family. Today on the program, three of the five Foka Dots are in studio, joining us to talk about their unique brand of country. And I'm joined by Bronk Onion. He is on upright bass guitar and a vocalist in the Foka Dots. Bronk, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Marie Bradshaw is on vocals and guitar. Marie, hi.
Hi.
And Brian Manicky, guitarist and upright bassist. And Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The Foka Dots is the featured band on KCPW Sounds from the Lounge online music series for this month. You can watch videos of the group on our website, kcpw.org. They've also got a free community concert coming up next Thursday, June 14th at 7 o'clock at the Jewish Community Center here in Salt Lake City, and many more concerts to follow throughout the summer. There's more information on their website, The Foka Dots. com. And if you'd like to join us, if you're a Foka Dots fan or you have questions about their unique bluegrassy sound, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. I've called you bluegrassy. I've called you country. What do you guys call yourselves, Brian?
That's a good question. Kind of old-timey country blues, I think.
Old-timey
kind of
country blues.
Title we stick to.
Okay. You're a relatively young band. You formed just a couple of years ago. Marie, how did you find each other?
Well, my sister is actually in the band with me, so we met a long while back. But we're also friends with Corinne, the fiddle player, and we decided to just get together and have fun. Started out just playing covers, and these two fellows found us and really wanted to play. And so they had been playing together previous, and they're good friends. So we all found each other. We had our first practice together, and it was love at first jam, I think.
Bronk, what was that first jam like for you?
It was a lot of fun. I think we were surprised that these people had these songs really well put together already, where a lot of times when you just jam with people, it's very loose. So it was very easy.
Speaking with the Foka Dots here in studio, if you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number. You made your first CD Down Under just a couple of months after you started playing together. I mean, that's quite an achievement, and only one cover on that. So, Brian, how did that work? The chemistry was just immediate, I guess.
Yeah, the chemistry was there, and it was kind of strange. Even from the beginning of us starting to record the album till the end of it, the chemistry between us has changed, and we became more comfortable with each other, and things just somehow come naturally, and I don't know if any of us can really explain why.
Mm. You've got a number of cuts that we'll be posting on our website at kcpw.org, but the first one is Workday Shuffle, and maybe you can just tell us a little bit about this song before we take a listen. Marie, set it up for us.
Well, this is a song actually that Bronk wrote the lyrics to, and I took it and did the melody, and we all got together and did the music. It's just kind of a fun song that I think everybody can relate to, just talking about we all got to put in our hours during the day, but we can let loose a little bit when we clock out.
Let's take a listen. This is Workday Shuffle by the Foka Dots.
You put that ear back on that phonograph and you let that record play. We're gonna shuffle our feet, dance and sing, we've done our working day. You put that needle back on that phonograph and you let that old record play. I believe I've done everything you asked me to do. I'm gonna take this thing off my waist, gonna run away from you. Don't tell me there's just one last test. I've done everything you asked. And there's that bottle on that shelf. It's staring down at me. Well, if that working day is over, I'm gonna set those spirits free.
One of the trademarks of the Foka Dots is these really tight harmonies. Marie, how do you achieve that?
Well, I think we've got a really good chemistry. A lot of that has to do with my sister and I singing together since childhood, I think that definitely helps. We've grown up with all the same influences, and I mean, we have the same mannerisms, so it's very easy. And then Corinne, she's just so natural at fitting in with us in our harmonies, and it's just comes easy to us.
And there really is another generation of country voices in your sound. I mean, you do hear the themes of the Carter family and Patsy Cline. I mean, did you grow up listening to these folks, Marie?
I didn't. I kind of found them a little bit later in life, and I just fell in love with them. I think I didn't really find my niche in music until I heard it, and then it was kind of like coming home. But I think other people in the band kind of grew up with that influence.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, Brian?
Yes.
What do you think?
Absolutely. That old music is in our hearts. I mean, Doc Watson, and Bronk is a big Bob Dylan fan, and the Carter family, we can't get enough of that. I went to school in Tennessee, about 20 miles from where all the Carter family recordings were made, so it's in our bones, I think.
In your bones. Bronk, I understand you're not confined to certain styles. You're in the process of recording with another local group, the Trappers, a gospel CD. What's the appeal of gospel for you? And how hard is it for you to transition?
Well, it's the same approach, really. It's a love for melody and songs that's common between the two. And I've always just really appreciated when an artist can do something in 2 minutes or 3 minutes that has a big impact on you.
Mm-hmm. As a vocalist, Marie, how hard is it to transition into a gospel kind of throaty, full voice sound?
Well, it's not really hard at all. I think a lot of times when people think of gospel music, they think of soul type music, but really what we're focusing on is like southern country gospel, like what you would have heard Johnny Cash and Loretta Lynn singing, the Louvin Brothers, and it's really not too hard. It's really fun. It fits right in with our style, and I think the Trappers fit right in with us. They're so much fun to play with.
We've only got about a minute left. I want to play another bit of one of your songs that will be appearing on kcpw.org, Secret Song. What can you tell us about this, Brian?
I love the guitar part. I can tell you that much.
All right, let's take a quick listen. Such a great song, the Polka Dots on kcpw.org. They are our musical pick for this month, Sounds of the Lounge Music Series. Brian Manicky on guitar and upright bass, Bronk Onion, upright bass, guitar, and vocals, and Marie Bradshaw, vocals and guitar. Thanks very much for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And they've got a full slate of concerts this summer. You can find that at thefolkadots.com. City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Lauren Hendrickson. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Tomorrow, it's Politics Up Close with Jeff Robinson. Hope you'll join us for that tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.